For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
The spirit of fear in a Christian is the spirit of doubt, and marks a lack of faith, a lack of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of fear is a fruitful source of evil in spiritual matters, in every feature of the Christian growth, individually and as a church, and it is also closely identified with physical weakness and disabilities. The child of God who is filled with the Holy Spirit is a giant in comparison with his own natural self, because his fears are quelled, his heart is established, his faith is rooted and grounded, and his soul is anchored sure and steadfast within the veil. Thus he is held from being driven onto the rocks of disaster, when the stormy winds of trouble prevail. The Holy Spirit is thus a power to those who possess it, which has often caused amazement to their enemies. Volume 5, page 249. The text again.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.